My Real State of the Nation tour has brought me today to the Northern Cape and most particularly Upington. I've spent most of the morning with a community in Dakota where, again, service delivery has let people down. No water, no electricity, people living in zinc and iron houses with no work opportunities, a hospital down the road which the government built but has not bothered to staff properly with nurses or doctors, and people are getting really, really bad quality healthcare, drinking water that's leaving people sick. This is a community that once again has just been left behind by a government that a long time ago stopped caring about the plight of ordinary people. And the people here, and it's been great to see the resilience of this community. They're not looking for handouts, they're looking for a government to partner with them to be able to bring services, to bring jobs and to bring opportunities to this community. They are working hard, they are spending time and ensuring that they are improving their living circumstances. But what they need on their side is a government that actually cares about them. And at this point in time, they don't have it. It doesn't have to be like this. We've shown that where we can get into government, we can make things better. Whether it's Midvaal in Gauteng or the city of Cape Town in the Western Cape, DA governments are delivering services and changing people's lives. The people here in the Northern Cape need that change, and that's what we're determined to bring to them.